From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During his two-day visit, he's also to attend a Gulf Arab summit on Thursday that includes leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman. During a photo op, President Obama personally thanked the Saudi king for hosting the summit.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, not just for this meeting, but also for hosting the GCC-US summit that will take place tomorrow.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts met in Riyadh Wednesday to discuss ways to counter Iranian influence and fight the Islamic State group. Secretary Carter spoke at a news conference afterwards.
We've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment, over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
You can read more details about the president's visit at voanews.com. The UN Refugee Agency said Wednesday that it feared around 500 migrants from Africa had drowned in the Mediterranean after witnesses said their overcrowded boat sank. A UNHCR spokeswoman said in a statement that survivors from Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt rescued from a small boat had described seeing a large shipwreck that took place in the Mediterranean, claiming the lives of about 500 people. Their survivors are said to be 100 to 200 people. VOA News.